You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the kid counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, I received an email from Nicole in Indiana, and I'm going to answer her question about very similar to yesterday's. She is working in private practice under a manager who does not believe CCPT is best. Dun, dun, dun. All right. Here's everything in full circle, y'all. My life just goes in waves. And the wave right now is supervisors, managers, bosses, people in authority roles and figures that are bucking clinicians wanting to be fully adherent to CCPT. I can't tell you the number of conversations, messages, emails, texts, everything I've had about this topic in the last like week or two. It's loony. All right. So Nicole, thanks so much for the email. I'll read parts of her email and then we'll talk through this together. I recently discovered your podcast and have absolutely fallen in love. Yay. So excited. I'm an LCSW working in private practice under a manager who does not believe CCPT is best for anything other than trauma. By the way, related aside, where did that notion even come from? CCPT is not good for anything other than trauma? I don't even know how that could be drawn as a conclusion, but okay, I digress. I wonder if you could point me in the direction of research that shows how CCPT compares to other types of therapy for children. Thanks so much. Well, Nicole, thank you for the email. Thank you for discovering CCPT and falling in love. And thank you for wanting to be adherent even when a manager doesn't seem to be on board. So very similar to Deidre's question, let's dive into this, although this is more about research. So this is kind of a piggybacking on yesterday. Not only are we going to be adherent to the model, but then we also want to have research that we can provide when there are questioners or non-believers. I don't know what you want to call them. So I think I'm going to actually pivot a little bit and answer your question differently than what you actually asked, Nicole. And so I hope that you'll forgive me for deviating a bit. So your question is specifically, I wonder if you can point me in the direction of research that shows how CCPT compares to other types of therapy for kids. No, but I promise I'll answer your question just in a different capacity. What I want to do is point you in the direction that shows how CCPT works with every single issue. So I actually don't feel compelled, or I don't think that it's valuable to show CCPT in comparison to other types of therapy. Please hear my heart, and I really don't mean this in an abrasive way, but I don't need to compare CCPT to other types of therapy. I need to have evidence that shows that CCPT will work with any issue, with any child. And we have evidence of that miles long. So I think it's actually much more helpful rather than saying, well, let's compare CCPT to fill in the blank. How about, does CCPT work with this population? Does CCPT work with this issue? Does CCPT work with this diagnosis? What about this culture? What about this race? What about this age? So let's talk about that, because I think that actually gives you a much stronger foundation. You know, one of the weeks that we spend a lot of discussion on this in the coaching program is when we talk about evidence and efficacy. And we talk about that for a reason, because we have people that are constantly going to question us. We have people that are constantly going to want proof, are going to contradict and say, no, I don't think so, or I just can't see how that will work, or that isn't empirically supported, or whatever. And let's be really clear, it is. We have over 100 years of research showing CCPT is effective. So, Nicole, to answer your question, I'm going to give you a really, really helpful resource. Actually, all of you, get your pens and paper out, because I'm holding it up, but you can't see me. So you're going to have to write this down or pause me and do something. The book is Child-Centered Play Therapy Research. It is yellow. It has bubbles on the front. And it is edited by Baggerly, Ray, and Bratton. So if that doesn't tell you something, Ray is this generation's most consistent publisher and researcher in the way of CCPT. Bratton and Landreth are really the godfather and godmother of the model, and Baggerly trained me directly. So if we're talking about three really credible people in our field, those are the three editors of this book. And my disclaimer is that I'm flipping pages so I can tell you, this is from 2010. And so, you know, I know APT has very specific directives of when we present information, it has to be within the last 5 years. Okay, so is it 14 years old? Yes. But it does it make the research any less effective? Does it make the research any less true? Does it change anything that's already been proven? No. And let's be frank for a second. Not that I'm ever anything but, I know. You get what you get with me, y'all. So, you know, I guess maybe that's why you listen to me. I don't know. Here's where I am with this. Research in recent years, I would even argue in the last decade, in CCPT has been sorely lacking. And what I mean by that is it's not that research isn't coming out on CCPT. It is, but it's being diluted. And it's being convoluted. And here's what I mean by that. It's CCPT plus. It's CCPT minus. It's CCPT with such and such, without this and that. Okay, it's no longer CCPT. Anything by Ray is fully CCPT. Anything by Landreth, anything by Bratton, anything by Baggerly, it's CCPT through and through. And there are some other names. I'm not saying those are the only ones. But you know, with certain authors and certain studies, it's fully CCPT. What has come out in the last 10 or so years, it's rarely exclusively CCPT. And I can't help but say, if we don't look at the seminal works and we don't look at early research and we don't take that as credible just because it's not in the last 5 years, we're in trouble. Because if we look at what's come out in the last 5 or 10 years, we can't fall back on that at all. Because all of a sudden we've lost our North Star here. CCPT is one thing. It's a way of being, and it has a framework, and it has grounding, and it has a system, and it has skills. And if we do anything other than that, we can no longer call it CCPT. Therefore, I'm going to say that this book published in 2010 is the most effective source for being able to combat any critics of the model. So, Nicole and the rest of you, the other many thousands of you that are interested in this topic, okay, I'm going to read you some highlights from the contents. And I won't read all of them because there's a lot, but I want you to hear what's in this book so that you have an understanding of CCPT's universal application. In other words, it works with everyone. CCPT has been proven effective with geriatrics. CCPT has been proven effective with adults. CCPT has been proven effective with people with TBIs, traumatic brain injuries. CCPT has been proven effective for people with aphasia and all kinds of speech issues. This is not just for children. Let's be really clear on that. We have seen CCPT proven across the lifespan. We have aphasia, we have aphasia, we have all of these issues where I'm not able to sit down and talk to a therapist, but I can play. We know that this is the way that we connect emotionally, no matter the age. So we have a wealth of information and data saying that CCPT works. So Nicole, I'm going to share a couple of these from the contents, and then all of you need to get the book. By the way, I don't get any kickbacks from that. I just own the book and I recommend it to my coaching people. I think if you need proof for anyone, for a parent sitting in front of you in front of a parent consultation, for a principal, for a pediatrician, for a judge, for an attorney, for a guardian ad litem, you name it. If somebody is questioning why you're doing what you're doing, how you're doing it, how do you know it works, what's the evidence that supports this, come to this book. I don't know any other one-stop shop for this. Now, can you go into Google? Can you go into your university system if you have access to that? And can you search child-centered play therapy plus issue and find research? Yes, I do it all the time. But this is a book that contains all kinds of stuff, and you can just grab it off your shelf and reference it. So here are some that are in here. The efficacy of CCPT with chronically ill children. CCPT with children who are witnesses of domestic violence. CCPT children with children who are post-earthquake, so natural disasters. CCPT's effect on relationship stress. CCPT on academic achievement, self-concept, and teacher-child relationships. CCPT with ADHD. CCPT with learning disabled pre-adolescents. CCPT with Hispanic children. CCPT with aggression. CCPT with ADHD. There's another one. CCPT and child development. CCPT and Native Americans, Chinese parents, African Americans, Hispanics, high school students as CCPT therapeutic agents with younger children. How interesting is that? Using high schoolers and watching the influence that that has on younger children. Deaf and hard of hearing children. Preschool children deemed at risk. Disadvantaged children. I can go on and on. So here's what I'm trying to say to all of you. The research is there. The research supports this. We have evidence all over the place for this working. So when someone says, well, no, CCPT is only effective with this, or CCPT wouldn't work with that issue, or CCPT hasn't been proven to address that kind of issue, I can almost guarantee you it has. So this book is a huge resource to start. And then don't be afraid to search child-centered play therapy plus whatever the issue is. So your manager, your supervisor, your boss, your clinical director, whoever it is, says, no, you really shouldn't use CCPT with anxious kids. There's no research that shows that it'll work with anxiety. Get on Dr. Google, which can be dangerous, I know, but in this case, I recommend it. Type child-centered play therapy plus anxiety. Find all of the journal articles that have been published that show the reduction in anxiety, the increase in coping skills, the increase in emotional vocabulary, the increase in regulation, the change in behavior. And you go back to that person and say, actually, here's all kinds of support for CCPT with anxiety. I just had someone email me this week saying that her boss said she absolutely cannot use CCPT because it is not proven with children on the autism spectrum. And I almost fell out of my chair. I'm like, holy Moses, do you know how many articles I can find in 6 seconds that show its efficacy with children on the spectrum? Where in the world are you coming up with this? And I'm not saying that to be critical to the clinical director and the manager. I'm just saying there's such a lack of knowledge of what CCPT is and how it works and why it works and that it works on almost everything. So let's be really courageous. Let's be really bold. Let's be really accurate in what we say. And let's provide information that is to the contrary of what people think when they say, no, CCPT isn't supported for that. Yes, it is. Here you go. We have to open people's eyes. CCPT works across the board. Universally, it works. All right, Nicole, thank you so much for the email. I really appreciate that. If you all would like to reach out to me, to ask a question, to say hello, to tell me a story, to share a playroom win, just to say you're coming to Florida. Doesn't matter. Please email me, Brenna@thekidcounselor.com. I'd love to hear from you. You know how much you mean to me. You know how much I care about y'all. Love you. We'll talk again soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.